Mike. This is Sarita Kelly from Vikings Digital Diary.
Hi, Sarita. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to us and answer a few questions.
You bet.
Appreciate it. I guess I want to start off with the first question. What was your experience working with Pat Shurmur?
Oh, Pat Shurmur. Okay, so I signed in St. Louis in 2009 when Pat became the offensive coordinator under head coach Steve Spagnuolo. And, you know, Pat's a great guy. He's a guy that comes from that West Coast offensive tree, you know, Phil Walsh, Mike Holmgren, Andy Reid, if you will.
Right.
Spent a ton of time with Andy Reid, obviously, in Philadelphia. So, you know, he drafted Sam Bradford, you guys know, one overall in 2010, and, you know, they're reunited. It makes a ton of sense for that to happen.
Right.
But, you know, I would expect things to, I think he's going to be who he's always been, you know, and he's going to run that West Coast system, I think, you know, which always is basically on the foundation of a lot of intermediate passes, a few shot throws, and then, you know, you got to establish a run game. I think that's something, obviously, that's been struggling for the Vikings with the absence of Adrian Peterson.
Definitely.
I think that's something that he's going to address probably right away, and that they got to get that run game going, because, you know, it's cliche. Every quarterback out there is best, you know, its best friend is the running game. You know what I mean? That's what helps him the most. And so, you know, Sam's taking a lot of hits lately, and O-line's getting a lot of a flack from Mike Zimmer with being soft and being called out for lack of physical play. But, you know, I think the lack of a run game has allowed defenses, defensive lines, front setters, if you will, to kind of pin their ears back really, and get after it, make it difficult without having that run game. But I think Pat is more than competent to step in and do a good job. I think he's learned a lot over his, you know, his 10 years as a coach in the National Football League. I think, you know, he had some growing pains with us in St. Louis, being a, you know, first-time offensive coordinator.
Right.
You know, I think at times he was a little bit hamstringed in St. Louis, wasn't able to kind of really run what he wanted to run. I think he found out in Cleveland that, you know, he was probably too premature for him to be a head coach. I think he's better suited to be a coordinator.
Right.
You know, kind of, you know, we've seen that, you know, over the course, the National Football League guys have, you know, jumped from more offensive coordinators to head coaches. Some have a better transition, some just don't have a great transition at all. I'm not saying that Pat can be a head coach again someday, but I think that's suited as offensive coordinator. And I think that's probably a great reason why he landed in Minnesota in the first place, knowing that Norv Turner is an older guy who's had a unbelievable career in the National Football League.
Definitely.
And so, but, you know, I think Pat will, I think he'll step up and, you know, it's a luxury knowing that he has Sam Bradford and that he knows Sam very well and Sam knows him very well. So hopefully things will get better.
Right. And then how do you feel Pat will help the Vikings in like the immediate, like the short term and then in the long term?
Well, short term, I mean, this whole Norv Turner thing has kind of flipped everybody in the football world upside
down. Definitely. I mean,
even me, the former player who was a fan of the game, watching and going, what the heck's going on?
Yeah, it definitely,
you know,
took everybody by surprise.
The ball has been rolling there for a minute, and then all of a sudden, it's like the sky is falling in Minnesota all of a sudden for the Vikings.
Right.
You know, most coaches either who resign or get fired or move on, you know, it's in the offseason or it's towards the latter part of the end of the year. You know, so Pat has no time to adjust. I mean, he's got to pick this thing. But I think his experience, I think some of the growing pains he learned earlier on as a coordinator, I think he's more prepared now than ever.
Okay.
You know, to get to take this on here in the short term. I mean, are they going to come out this next week and, you know, put up 500 yards? Who knows? Probably not.
Right.
You know, I think there's going to be a transition, you know, a growing phase these next few weeks. But I think he's more than capable of being a quick fixer in the short term. And I think in the long term, I think the longer he has, the better he'll be.
Better he'll be, right. And then I know you touched on this a little bit, but with their history, you know, from being in St. Louis, Do you think Sam Bradford will be more comfortable with Patton control and will be able to, like, ease up a little more? Or how do you think this will come into play?
Well, I tell you what, he better be comfortable. He's been with Pat in three different, organizations, St. Louis, Philly, and now in Minnesota. I think it's going to make Sam a lot more comfortable. I think just having a familiar face like Pat Shermer on the staff, on the offensive staff, let alone, was comfortable for him. But now he's going to be calling the plays. I don't think he's going to get any more comfortable unless things change up front, and, meaning that they protect him better and establish a run game. I think that's something Pat will probably focus more on. We got to run the football. That's something I know in St. Louis, that's what we had to do. Sam's rookie year in 2010, we had Steven Jackson, who's a bell cow, and, we ran the ball a ton, and we had to protect Sam in other ways than dropping him back and protecting him up front and with the offensive line and the running backs. And he had to run the ball. You got to give him a break at times. Don't become one dimensional. You got to have that second factor in the run game. I think that's something that he'll probably focus on here right away.
Okay, and then do you feel that Pat can turn the offensive line around for the Vikings like he did the Rams? I know the Rams, when he first came on, there were a lot of struggles and a lot of problems, very similar to what the Vikings are experiencing. Do you think he can turn that around like he did for them?
Well, I'll tell you this. It's a great question. I think the offensive line as a whole is a much better unit than they were in St. Louis. I mean, that's a fact. And I was there for two of the years that Pat was there. And I know for a fact that the offensive line, and they got a better head coach than Mike Zimmer. Mike Zimmer is one of the best around. I mean, he's old school. He gets it. He holds his players accountable. He takes care of his players. He knows football. And so I think as a whole, Pat's not going to individually get guys better at the up front. I mean, that's the offensive line coach's job. That's the individual player's up front's job to get themselves better. But how he can help make an offensive line better is establishing a run game. And an O-line loves it. It's music to their ears. It's taking candy from the candy jar and seeing a smile on a child's face.
Right.
When they get what they want is when a quarterback and the O-line's calling a run play, because it allows guys to dig their cleats in the turf and really get after people. And it allows them to get more in sync and more involved physically. And then it takes a toll on a defense, if you're able to establish a run game. So that's something I think that will be a primary focus. And that, with that focus, if he can achieve that, I think the O-line will get better with no question.
Okay, and then obviously with North Turner, just suddenly resigning, a lot of the players, I believe Matt Asiato said, he was very upset by it, he was very taken back by it. How do you feel, because you did work with Pat, how do you feel he will be able to come in and just kind of reach out and just say, hey, I'm here? Or how do you feel his interaction will be going forward with the Vikings?
Well, it's not like Mike Zimmer's hiring Pat Shermer off the street.
Right.
I mean, this offensive football team knows Pat Shermer. He's been on the staff, right?
Yeah.
He's been there. So they're familiar with him. That's good in itself right there.
Right.
And now Pat's going to be able to ignite a fire, and come in. I'm sure his first meeting with the offense after this whole thing went down was nothing but motivation and pump up and, we're going to turn this thing around. And that's how Pat is. Pat, I mean, we went 1-15 in 09 in St. Louis, and Pat every week came in and was positive as can be. And he even at times was hamstringed, above him with certain things offensively, in that time that he couldn't control, but he still maintained being the upbeat, positive, we're going to get after people. We're going to execute this offense the way it needs to be executed. And it starts with you as the players.
Okay.
That's for sure. And that's the one thing I think that people, Vikings fan base, and I know players in that locker room, especially in the offensive side of the ball, will appreciate about Pat Shermer.
Okay, well, that's definitely good. And I guess my last question is there anything else that Vikings fans or just the readers in general should know about Pat?
I mean, his uncle is Fitz Shermer. He'll be defensive coordinator for the Packers. I mean, he comes from a lineage of that coaching bloodline, you know. So, I mean, he's been around the game long enough to know, and, you know, he's a competent guy. And I think that if there's anybody that's going to be taking over an offense with a sudden change like this, North Turner resigning, I think Pat Shermer is the guy to have the job.
Okay, well, thanks again so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.